Okay, good evening, good day all. It's let's see, March 7th, TeamSpeak for OpenHPSDR. My name is Bill85TFD. Unfortunately, nothing good radio-wise to report. Really underwater work-wise all week, so I'll just keep going through the roll call here. See, heading on down the list, we got Bob the E3GKM showing his recording, and Wei. Greg ZL3IX shown as Mike muted. Henry PA0HJA also recording in a way. Mike AAK recording and Mike muted. And got to thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions up on the archive site. And finally at the bottom, Phil VK6PH. Good morning.
Good day, Bill. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening all. Not much to report this week. I did have some correspondence with Dave KV0S regarding the use of the new FPGA we're going to use for the Minerva Direct Fourier Conversion project and relating to selection of LVDS pins on the process. And there's quite a lot of documentation coming from Intel on that at the moment, but I haven't had a chance to work through it just yet, but hopefully find a bit of time over the weekend. But so very, very good of Dave to assist with that that project. That's about the news from down under, I'm afraid, at the moment, Bill. And much like you, not much time for anything else. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, well, that pretty much completes the roll call. And yeah, I had probably the worst week in a while. At a fair number of outages to work and. Actually ended up working up until 5 a.m. last night, which was made for a really cranky Bill at 9 o'clock in the morning meetings, but oh well.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, that Bill. I'm working pretty long hours, but nothing as bad as that. And had a been trying to work through a problem on some of the code and got up early this morning and fixed it. So good start to the weekend. Yeah, sorry I missed last week. We had a lightning strike and I lost my internet modem and went and rushed out and bought another one first thing in the morning, but when I got home it wouldn't work and it turned out to be faulty and didn't get back till about midday, and there were so many people lost their modems in the lightning strike that I couldn't get a replacement and literally spent the whole of Saturday driving around from shop to shop because I couldn't look on the internet to see who had stock. And eventually picked one up at about 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon and back on the air now, except my telephone. I'm using VoIP for my phone and that's not working as yet, but I think that's an ISP problem. But yeah, fortunately the shack end was okay. After my last disaster, I put lightning protection on everything coming in out of the shack and everything survived, but I must do the same thing in the house by the look of it.
That sounds like quite the strike you had. I hesitate to point this out. You've moved into the era of the modern folks that actually carry a smartphone, yes?
This week.
Oh, just this week. I see. Because I've actually become rather fond of pairing my laptop to the Wi-Fi hotspot feature on the phone when things go bad, and at least I can use the phone's cellular data connection to get on the internet and, you know, get my fix.
Yeah, well, I'll be able to do that for now. It's interesting, when I applied for my my number, they said, what's the number you want to transfer from? And, you know, because we can carry it across. And we said, I don't have a number. No, it's okay. You can give us the number, we can transfer. I said, I haven't had one before. And the girl said, I don't think that checkbox is on the form.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, well, it looks like Greg's ZL3IX went blue there. You want to jump in, Greg?
Yeah, I was just going to comment to Phil. I thought I was a dinosaur, Phil. I've had one for a couple of years now, but a little bit earlier than 2020.
Yeah, well, I never really needed it. I've had a work, you know, at work I had a company-supplied phone, so I used to use that, but since starting up myself, I haven't really needed it. And all the guys I'm working with, using Microsoft Teams, and it's basically on all day, and we talk to each other. But and we've had the phone home line on the over VoIP, and that's worked okay. But anyway, I've now joined the rest of the generation and got a mobile phone, but still got to work out how to use it.
I made another step this year as well. After many, many years of my wife having Facebook, I actually joined Facebook when I retired as well.
So you've retired now?
Yeah, I retired at the end of last year.
Oh, very good. So is plenty of ham projects now?
Yeah, in fact, I toyed with the idea of having the mic unmuted right from the start here, because I am doing some more ham work. I'm getting myself set up for 23 centimetres, because when we move back to ZS, I won't be able to do 160. So I thought I'll carry on with the weak signal modes, but it will be up at the other end of the spectrum, and I'll start at 23 and move upwards from that. So I've designed and built a transverter. I've built a G3 JBL loop Yagi, the 45 element one, and I got the 20 watt PA going yesterday afternoon. And I'm currently in the process of integrating that lot using Hermes.
Oh, very good. Oh, that sounds fun. Yeah, that's probably the band that I'd start on, 23 sims. It's a bit of local activity there now. But most of the guys are now running on 10 gigs. That seems to be the hot spot at the moment, particularly with the low cost down converters. Which, in fact, I've got one on the bench here, which works very nicely. Very, very easy to use, and plenty of surplus dishes around, or you can pick a dish up for virtually next to nothing. So, yeah, 10 gig seems to be the hot spot here.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on remaining homebrew though, and I don't quite have the skills to do homebrew up there yet. Don't have the kit either. I recently bought a spectrum analyzer, which only goes up to 2 gigs, goes up to 2.1. I bought the Siglint one, but I'd have to make some kind of down conversion mixer for that, some kind of harmonic mixer to work with that. So I really don't want to just buy the kit and use it.
Yeah, I did it at the quickest and lowest I could, and that was one of the LMBs. Which mixes it down to about 700 megs, and then a cheap RTL TV dongle, and then Sharp SDR, I think, software, and it was sort of like an hour, and I was up and running. And some of the guys had bought some little radar devices, you know, for home for intruder alarms, which were around 10 gigs, and remarkably stable. You could tweak it down to the band, and I was up and running in about an hour. But yeah, nothing, didn't really build anything.
No, okay. Well, it's taken me about 9 months from the start of this project. As I said, I designed and built the transverter myself, and for the bandpass filter in the transverter, I got hold of an old 800 meg duplexer that had been popped. Got that from the salt mine. Somebody had put too much power for it. And but when I was still working, I had access to what was it called? ANSOFT, the high frequency simulation. So I had a look on that to see if I could grind down the top capacity loading on those 800 meg resonators, whether I should be able to pull them up to 23 sims. And sure enough, I found I could. So I tried doing that, and all credit to the designers of that software. It tuned up just about exactly where it said it would.
Oh, that's great. No, well done. That's very interesting. Is there much local activity on 23 sims?
I have no idea. Not very much, I don't think. Probably more on the North Island. But since I'm interested in weak signal stuff, I'll be playing around with things like aircraft scatter. I'll be surprised if I couldn't get an aircraft scatter contact up as far as Wellington, or maybe even Auckland.
Okay, and any beacons in the South Island?
Not that I'm aware of, and might be even less in ZS when I get back there, but we'll see.
Okay, oh, well, interesting. Anyway, it's a lot of fun and sounds like a nice project.
It's kept me busy for a while. It's Cynthia.
User disconnected from your channel.
Well, I'm off to work, so I'll say 73s. I think Dave said he was offered some dinner, I think, or awards night tonight, so hopefully catch up with him during the week or next weekend. So 73s all, and good to catch up.
Okay, well, 73, have a good weekend. Oh, forgot to mention, we change our clocks here this weekend, so we will stay at 8 o'clock Central Time, tech, or 8 o'clock Central Time in the U.S., and we're springing forward. So what the hell does that do to you? Do we move back an hour in UTC if we do that, I think?
Yeah, it moves. It's 10 o'clock now, but it'll move back to 9 o'clock. Okay, thanks for reminding me, Bill. I had forgotten.
Yeah, we seem to forget that every year, so. Okay, we'll hopefully catch you next week, and have a good week.
7:30.
73.
User disconnected from your channel.